T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Yeah, so I was struck, I came in from the airport yesterday and I got off the bus from Dulles down at L'Enfant Plaza and I walked up to the hotel, and as I was walking past what used to be the old post office building and is now the Trump Hotel, which I had to cross the street, of course.
Are you staying there?
God, no. Never. Never. But is it?
Yeah, that is esteemed attorney Pam Carlin. Back in 2017, just about the time Donald Trump was sworn into office. Just so you know. She was so disgusted by the Donald Trump election that she crossed the street to avoid the newly crowned Trump Hotel. She didn't even want to be on the same side of the street. Yeah, this was an unbiased witness at yesterday's impeachment sham hearing up in Washington. Happy Thursday to you. If you watch that, you might still be recovering this morning. you might have had to have too many drinks to listen to it. Between Pam Carlin and Noah Feldman, who, believe it or not, Noah Feldman, the other attorney who testified, I think he was the one from Harvard or Yale, one of the Ivy League schools. This dude wrote an extensive article back in 2008, 2009 on why Sharia law is preferable to U.S. law. I've got it right here. It was in the New York Times Magazine. Just to give you an idea of the credibility of the Democrat witnesses at this sham hearing yesterday in Washington, D.C. This guy tweeted out back. Remember when the president stated that he might have been wiretapped at Trump, his Trump Tower? Mm-hmm. This guy tweeted out that might be grounds for impeachment, that the president suggested that the previous president had wiretapped him. And at the end of the day, we found out the president was right. Mm-hmm. So this just gives you an idea of who these attorneys were, three of them that the Democrats trotted in front of America yesterday, including one that had a Carlin who had practiced a joke. You could tell it was a practiced line. She had practiced a joke about the president's teenage son. Cut three.
And Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son baron, he can't make him a baron.
Did someone not tell her that was a bad idea?
Well, the saddest thing about it is that there was laughter in the background when she said it. I don't know where it came from, but there were people in the room who actually thought that was cute. She did apologize for it. Matt Gaetz called her out on it. He said, you know, when you make jokes like that about a teenage child of the president, what it does is it makes you look bad when you do that. Makes you look mean, is what he said to her yesterday. And I'm glad that he pointed that out. She did apologize. So if you ever want to hear a sort of a half-hearted apology, this is how you do it. Cut four.
And if I can just say one thing, I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he's done that's wrong. But I do regret having said that.
Well, she should have left that part out so that it could have actually been believable.
Mm-hmm. That was bad.
You know,
backhanded.
You guys like, well,
I'm sorry, but he deserved it.
Right.
Is basically what she said.
I'm sorry that what I said hurt your feelings. That's always a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're in a fight with your spouse.
Well. Yeah.
And the saddest thing about it for Professor Carlin, one of my favorite tweets yesterday, is that she had to go home and explain all of that to her cats.
All 15 of them.
I just have a feeling that's probably what happened yesterday.
Oh, that chick has a ton of cats. You know she does.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Jonathan Turley. Boy, I tell you what, I earned new respect for him. Not only did he make the rest of them look like biased fools yesterday, but he took to school law professors from three other universities. Go to cut seven, please.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
Yeah, I thought Turley did a fantastic job yesterday. And what's going to happen now? Well, Nancy Pelosi has apparently a news conference scheduled for around 9 o'clock Eastern time today, I think, is what I heard outside of her offices. And we're expecting that she's going to announce an impeachment vote. We'll find out a little later today. So we'll see how that goes. I think it's going to be the biggest mistake these Democrats have made in a long, long time. Tell you what, we've got some tickets to give away today. So stay tuned. I get to do this twice, right? We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Kids for Kids talent show coming up December 8th. Benefits SSM Cardinal Glennon. It's happening December 8th again. So how about to caller number 8 right now for December 8th? Caller 8 is going to get a 4-pack of tickets to that event. It's going to be at the Scheidegger Center out at Lindenwood University on December 8th. And they got 10 finalists there, right, competing. And Kennedy Holmes is going to be there. She's going to be making a performance. You can also go to 971talk.com/events, and you can buy tickets if you're not a lucky winner. So 314-241-9797. You can win a 4-pack. I'll be giving away more tickets coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. Let me get to a quick break. Paul, Phil, I'll get to your calls here. You can just hold on for us for just a minute. We'll get to your calls. We got a lot more ahead for you. Dr. Randy Tobler. I got Gene Evans, executive director of the GOP, coming on here at 7:10 to make a big announcement today. And a little later, we're going to get to Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're down on the border right now. We'll tell you why coming up about 8:20 today. Stay tuned.
Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States. So let's see if we can get into the facts.
This lady needs a shrink. The sons of the powerful, really? You're a law professor at Stanford and you're lecturing other people about how they're powerful? This is the legendary scholar coming down from on high to tell us who is good and who is evil. Please. What a mediocrity. What a moron.
Tucker Carlson. She needs a shrink. Wow. Wow. Getz did a great job there. Just to finish up his point there, he pointed out that making that pre-planned comment about Barron Trump made her look mean and nasty. Then he followed it up with this. Go to cut 26.
To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff.
Thank you, Matt Getz. Fantastic job yesterday. Let me get to the phones here real quick. Paul, good morning to you. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Great.
Hey, you know, I watched some of that nonsense yesterday, and you know, I can't believe that people are so, they hate the president so much that they're willing to throw their professional reputations totally in the trash just because they hate a person. I mean, I listen to these people, like you said, the Turley, he's not even a Trump guy. He voted against Donald Trump in the last election, and he schooled those people, those three other professors. It was just ridiculous. I personally don't think that the president, who's been asking for a trial in the Senate, I think he needs to avoid that. And the reason I think he does that, because these people, they're putting on a coup to remove him. That's all they care about. They don't care about right and wrong. They don't care about facts. They don't care about anything except removing him from office. And now they're going after Pence. Now they're going after Pompeo because they want to clear a path for Nancy Pelosi to take over the White House. I don't trust these people. It's not them I don't trust, because they are what they are. I don't trust the Romneys and the Never Trumpers in the Senate. I'm sure he would never be removed by a Senate vote. But I don't trust anybody. It's just getting ridiculous. And, you know, I think one thing the president needs to do, he needs to go to MSNBC. He needs to go to CNN. He needs to go to the three major networks, and he needs to demand time. And he needs to get on there and tell his story, because the problem is these people are getting away with what they're doing because their audiences just lap it up. They enjoy letting other people do their thinking for them.
Yes.
And he's not getting his message to their audience. Their audience would put a stop to this if they knew the truth, and they're not getting the truth.
Yeah, Paul, I appreciate your point, and I wish I believed that you were right, but poll after poll after poll, and thank you for the call, poll after poll after poll shows us that the president's support has not wavered much from the people that elected him and put him in office, and his lack of support, the opposition, has not wavered much since he got elected. I mean, nationally, he's come in at 47-48% approval ratings. He's even hit 50 once or twice. But that almost breaks down along the way that America voted last time. I just don't know if going on MSNBC would change anything, because the people that watch MSNBC and to almost the same extent, maybe a little less, CNN and then CBS and ABC and NBC, they are sycophantic followers of people like these attorneys who took the stand yesterday. If any of them had an opportunity to get on a stand and rant and rail against Donald Trump, they'd do it. There's no doubt about it. They embarrassed themselves yesterday. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call, Mark.
You bet.
You know what I find really interesting, and the guy that just called is right. I don't trust anybody anymore. FBI, any of them. But it's really funny how when a Democrat asks these witnesses of theirs a question, how their answers just rattle right off. I mean, bam, 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 bam. You can tell it's rehearsed, pre-rehearsed. What kind of a trial do you have the judge, the jury, having it before it even happens, where they pre-rehearse the questions? Then when a Republican asks one of them a question, they stammer, they stutter before they spit their answer out.
Yeah.
And as far as the MSNBC thing goes, he is wrong. I wouldn't give those low-life scum a minute of my time, because that's all they are, is scum. And off the subject, where's all these great investigative reporters from all these MSNBC, NBC, ABC, you name them? Whatever happened to this slush fund that the taxpayers' money was created for these congressmen and probably senators too, to get out of their sexual deviant behavior?
Haven't heard about that in a while, have we?
Orders that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Phil. Yeah, we haven't heard about that in a while, oddly enough. You know, his point, though, about the attorneys is a good one. And I had this conversation with Jane Duker. In fact, today I've been invited to be on the Glover Show think tank. And Jane is going to be one of the guests as well on there. And the conversation I have with her is, as an attorney, she's a defense attorney, right? You'd never go into a courtroom where the prosecutor wouldn't allow you to call witnesses to defend your client. Why would you support what's going on in this impeachment sham inquiry? It's just ludicrous on its face that they would consider trying to impeach a president with this thin case that they've tried to build up here. It's sad. Hey, we'll talk to the doctor. We'll get his professional opinion. Dr. Randy Tobler, coming up.
By now, they don't want to talk about those five meetings where Zelensky met with senior government officials in the time that the aid was paused, and in not one of those meetings did linking aid to any type of investigation come up. Not once. So they got no case, no facts. So they got to bring in elites who are going to look down their nose at us and say the kind of things that Professor Carlin said today about the First Family.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning, of course, host of the Tobler Show on Saturday mornings. Randy, I'm sure that, like most conservatives, you were working yesterday during these hearings, but I'm sure you've heard the highlights.
I did. I actually heard some of it live, and then, of course, I caught some of the highlights. It was a thing to behold. Boy, you talk about these Democrats remind me of, and maybe you were guilty, and I'm not asking you to admit to it or not, okay? You're not testifying under oath. But
okay.
Maybe you, or Tricia, or Denise, or one of the folks around the studio today will admit that during this past shopping weekend, they may have just bought something that they could not hold off on for themselves. And that's what I feel like the Democrats are doing. Reckless, irresponsible, and we've all done it. Come on, admit it. We've all done it.
Oh, absolutely.
Irresponsible, just a quest for something that we have to have. It's like an obsession, and they're going to get it one way or another, no matter how bad it looks. And that was just bad theater yesterday, especially with the comments from that woman from Stanford. And, of course, the guy that looks like, the guy that looks like something from, didn't he just, what was his name, Harvard guy? Like he just made it to D.C.
Noah Feldman. I called him Corey Feldman yesterday.
Yeah, he had just come down from New York City rehearsal for the Broadway revival of Dickens' Christmas Carol. I mean, the way the guy looked, you know, or maybe a Harry Potter tryout. I mean, these people were caricatures. They did not look serious. And, of course, the third guy was so boring. I was a sleeper. And then Turley was just stellar. I mean, you talk about soundbite after soundbite, hitting it out of the park for the opposition. I mean, it was awesome. It was just great.
Well, so, I thought they did a great job, but you know, watching them, you couldn't walk away with the fact that even afterwards, even despite what a shift show it turned into, and I'm very careful about how I say that.
Be careful though, the FCC is listening.
With your analogy about buying something, there's no buyer's remorse here on the part of the Democrats. After this hearing yesterday, the entire Democrat House went into a private meeting with no aides, no nothing, no cell phones with Nancy Pelosi, and she asked them if they were ready to go on impeachment, and they apparently said yes. She's going to hold a news conference this morning to announce their next move or when they're going to vote on this. Randy, they are unrepentant, despite this joke of a hearing that they held staged yesterday.
Yes, but to follow this masquerade of mixed metaphors, they'll be repentant when their January comes, and that'll be in November next year, and they get the bill, and it's called an electoral landslide. And they will have buyer's remorse and regret then, don't you think?
I think I do.
This is going to look like a landslide for Donald Trump, though, unless something changes dramatically in the economy or, I mean, gosh knows, he's capable of some crazy stuff. But, boy, the way it looks now, this is just going to be one of the biggest backfires in our political history.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. The point of it not there not being any fact witnesses. This is the hearing in which they invited the president to have a representative. Can you imagine how that would have gone in a situation where there were no facts being presented? The three so-called liberal professor scholars were drawing conclusions based on a hearing in the Adam Schiff committee in which no dissenting witnesses were allowed. Imagine, here's the scary part. The next generation of lawyers in this country, people who will become potentially judges, Pam Carlin was talked about as a potential Supreme Court justice had Hillary Clinton been elected to office. These are the people training the next generation of Ivy League lawyers. That should frighten every one of us, Randy.
You're right. And don't you think, absolutely, you know, it's a great, great observation. And as I think about it, don't you think that those same professors and people like them across all departments at almost every prestigious university and not so prestigious universities throughout the country are of the same ilk? They already have a predetermined opinion of this president. They did before he was elected. Their writings say so. And to have professors who claim to be scholars at august institutions behaving in such a partisan thin-minded, superficial manner is just beyond me. But the scary thing is, you know, ladies and gentlemen listening out there, sending your children to school and paying gobs of money for it, whether your kids are in philosophy or art or biology or you name it, I mean, they're all sitting in the same lounge, wearing the same tweed jackets, and saying the same things.
It's true.
That's frightening.
It is. It is frightening. And I'm happy that we've kind of moved the subject on to this question of academics and the lawyers in this country, because I want to talk for a moment, Randy, about the American Bar Association. About a week or two ago, I had a guest on here pointing out that the American Bar Association has become a lobbying arm of the left wing in this country. They've been fighting this president's judicial appointments to such a biased degree that they've given not qualified ratings by the American Bar Association to a large number of surprising number of Donald Trump's court appointees, right? And when you look back to Barack Obama's court appointees, they gave none. None. And I bring this up because there's a lady who got approved yesterday, Randy. Her name is Sarah Pitlick. She's going to be the next federal judge here in St. Louis. She got a not qualified rating by the American Bar Association. Let me tell you her qualifications. Summa cum laude graduate from Boston College, master's degree from Georgetown University, applied biomedical ethics degree from a university in Belgium. She was a Fulbright scholar. She graduated from Yale Law School in 2008. She clerked for Judge Kavanaugh, which I'm sure was her big crime here. Then she worked for a couple of big law firms, including one here in St. Louis after she moved here. But you know what her flaw was? When she was at Yale, she founded a group called Law Students for Life. And when she came to St. Louis, she worked for an organization called the Thomas More Society, which is a pro-life organization.
Sure.
That's her failing. That's why the American Bar Association didn't want her named and acted like she's not qualified to be a judge in this country. That's sad.
Yeah, kiss of death, dagger through the heart. God forbid you're pro-life. You know, that's why I'm in the midst of my annual board recertification to remain boarded in the American College of OBGYN. And every year when I write that check, both to take the test and then to stay a member of the organization, or else you're not boarded, and you know what that means. You can practice, but it cuts you back down. Man, I get these mailings from them, Mark. It's the same deal. And it is just one. It might as well be a tabloid for everything from climate change to especially abortion. And the AMA is the same way. Almost, if you could poll almost every profession that is listening today and every professional, and they will tell you that those organizations have drank the water in the swamp way too long, and
yes,
they're all intoxicated by it. And it's just the academy and the media and the progressive left are talk about an existential. How often have we heard that in relation to these hearings? That those three the triad, the unholy triad, are an existential threat to our republic. Period.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It's true. Randy, listen, always great to hear your thoughts on this stuff. Thanks for your time.
Hey, I always enjoy it. Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely, my friend. Dr. Randy Tobler, be sure and tune in every Saturday morning, 6 to 8, right here on FM News Talk 97.1. How about that? Hey, we're going to get Gene Evans coming up from the GOP with a big announcement that you're going to hear for the first time right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be back.
Now, it's unfair to accuse someone of a crime, and when others say, well, those interpretations you're using to define the crime are not valid, and to say they don't have to be valid because this is impeachment. That has not been the standard historically.
A law professor schooling his fellow professors there on the stand yesterday. That was Jonathan Turley. Let me get to a couple of phone calls here. Sue, thanks for holding on. You're on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Mark. And just a quick thought about vocabulary. I keep on hearing how the left hates Trump, and that gives them such power. What I'd like people to say is that the left fears Trump, and they know that he's going after their deep state. He wants to drain their swamp. and they fear that.
That's a good point. I would accept that. I mean, I do think that the attorney, Pam Karlan, who testified yesterday, I do think that she has a deep, deep, deep dislike for Donald Trump. If you prefer not to call it hate, I think they're consumed by it on the left. But one reason is because of their fear of him. I don't doubt that for a minute.
Well, that's the big fear. I mean, their whole future depends on their keeping their positions.
Yeah, yeah.
And Donald's going after them.
It's a great point, Sue. Yeah, thank you for the phone call.
Appreciate your listening.
You bet. Yeah. Listen to Donnie Deutsch yesterday from MSNBC. I know you don't watch MSNBC, but it's important to hear what they're saying over there. Listen to this outrageous statement.
We need to twist and meld and work. We are fighting against an enemy, the Republicans, with machine guns, and we can't bring a knife to it. And I'm not saying do anything dishonest, but we have to find a way to take what is happening there and make it so compelling to the voter, because otherwise we're going to get 4 more years of Donald Trump, and we cannot survive four more years.
Yeah, how about that? We can't bring a knife to a machine gun fight. We have to twist things to make it seem worse. Dave, I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Real quick, I don't think they're going to impeach him. The Democrats are going to come up with some way of looking at their numbers, say who can vote not to impeach without losing their seat. They're going to come back and say that, you know, we have all this evidence, but it's the mean Republicans in the Senate. It'll be a futile effort because he won't be impeached. He won't get past the Senate. And they're scared of what Graham's going to do, come up with. They'll look like fools if it goes to the Senate. And they're going to come up with saying they'll end up censoring him, saying we had all this information, but we had all this stuff, and he's guilty. But for the good of the country.
Yeah.
We're going to be uniters. And that's what they're going to do, because Schiff will look like an idiot.
Dave, I appreciate the call. We'll find out soon. You know why? Nancy Pelosi's got a news conference scheduled for this morning, and I suspect we're going to get the answer at some point today on what their next step is and whether or not they vote for impeachment.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.